Fans cheer as Hoonah scores against Yakutat in a hard-fought gold medal tournament game. Elders in wheelchairs, texting high schoolers and toddlers in diapers fill the stands of the Juno Douglas High School gym for one of the nearly 40 tournament matchups.
Well, we always look forward to seeing everybody that comes from the villages to come into Juno.
Sasha Sobolev works the tournament as a member of the Juno Lions Club, which organizes the event. He played for the KKNB team when he was teaching there, and he remembers going to gold medal games as a kid.
My older sister and I would go up there with Dad and play among the bleachers while all Derp Herbie Dietrichson and Moses Johnson and those old-timers that are long gone were playing ball. So it was quite not only a Southeast event, but a very big community event that brings everybody here for a wonderful thing called basketball.
It was like an annual anniversary for me to see everybody and get hugs and kisses and everything under the sun.
Ted Burke, also a Lions Club member, has been working the tournament for more than 25 years, but he doesn't get to see many games.
I always have worked full week when we're doing this, and my wife has said, I'm smiling all week long and I enjoy it because this is what it's all about, the fun, the sportsmanship, the folks that come here, and it just is that kind of a week all week long.
My first gold medal tournament was years ago with the KKNB, and there were 12 teams, you know, big cities in it like Ketchikan and Sitka and Juno.
Kloak's Dewey Scan is a longtime player and gold medal Hall of Famer.
I think that three-point line kind of changed the style of the play because even at home in different villages, the kids, instead of shooting their normal strength shots, they could kind of run right to the three-point line before they're mature enough to shoot those.
The annual event, this is its 67th, is more than sports. Tables set up outside the gym offer health education, voter registration, and crafts, traditional and otherwise.
We're here just to help gold medal bolster their sales of their apparel.
Evangeline Willard Hoy of Haines runs Clinkett Ink Designs. She puts town logos and other graphics on tournament gear sold by the Lions. Her own shirt has a picture of her father playing many years ago at gold medal against Dewey's Scan.
My dad is Evans Willard from Clequan, son of Mildred Sparks, and a very large family. And he was quite the ball player from what I understand, from just hearing from friends and family.
Basketball players and their fans could also pick up free donuts and coffee. They were provided by the family of 13-year-old Mackenzie Howard, who was murdered in Cake in early February.
Juno did so much for us while we were here, with the services and so much donations and just a tremendous, overwhelming support. So we wanted to say thank you back to Juno. So we're holding this 40-day coffee time for Juno.
Gold medal is a basketball tournament as well as a regional community builder. Sobolev of the Lions Club says it's also a big fundraiser.
It brings in money so that we can turn around and award those things back to the communities by way of scholarships that we hand out for students, to other nonprofit groups, and sometimes there's tragedies that happen and we donate money to the families, and so we continue to do that endeavor.
I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from the gold medal basketball tournament in Juneau. Yeah!